Jared and Shireen and Renee Schell with Wyoming Game and Fish. Renee, how are you?
Doing well, yeah.
Getting excited for summer?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I am excited for summer.
Woohoo! The weather is nice. Yes, summertime. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, of course, at county10.com, and you'll be able to find more with Renee Schell there. But first, we got to talk about my favorite thing, fishing.
I know, I thought this topic would make you happy.
Yes, fishing challenges.
Yeah.
The only challenge I know is the cut slam.
Yes. Yep.
That's the only challenge I know with Wyoming Game and Fish.
I think you're right, and most people are familiar with the cut slam. It's been around, you know, maybe the longest. But we have a lot more. Some that maybe are a little bit harder than the cut slam. Some that are easier.
Trophies for these awards?
Well, not trophies. You get some like certificates.
Cool.
And some awards. Yes.
Neat.
Yeah. So you get something. Right. Well, might start with the newest one first. So a few years ago, we came out with the Master Trophy and Ultimate Angler. And they sort of come together because you can work your way up. So you can start as a Master Angler, then work to Trophy and Ultimate. And so this would be the one slam that is geared towards like big fish, the size of the fish. So the cut slam is a little different and some others are different. So the Master Angler, you just have to catch one fish on the list of 20 some species of a big length, basically. And it tells you online. So I looked up before this. I said, okay, well, what's a brown trout? So brown trout, you would have to catch it 23 inches or larger. Mm. The average inch.
Oh, I caught a 24.
You did?
Yes, a month or 2 months ago.
Oh, did you get a picture?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Okay, so you need a picture, hopefully with something, either the measuring stick, the yardstick, or some way look at it anyway and see if there's maybe some way to tell the size in there. They did say, it says, or a picture of you with the fish, so that might work as well. So 5 of the species would be the Trophy Angler. 10 of the species, once you catch 10, is the Ultimate Angler.
Wow.
I know,
that's
right?
Cool.
So in the Ultimate Angler, you can work just like the cut slam over a number of years. Now, I will say you can't go back. I think this started in 2019, so you can't go back and pull pictures from like 2018 or before.
I thought the cut slam was all in 1 year.
No.
Whoa. So like, I'm on my way.
I caught some of those about 15 years ago, and I'm still holding on to
them. I caught my big Snake River cutty.
Yeah.
Here, so.
Yeah. So no, hold on to those. You don't have to do it in 1 year. So we actually have 5 species of cutthroat trout in the state, but one is, you know, in this very geographically small region in Yellowstone, so we don't include that one in the cut slam.
Oh, you don't?
Right.
Okay.
There's just the 4 subspecies.
I'm more intrigued now to actually involve myself in the cut slam.
Are there length requirements for the cut slam too, or is it just
no.
the species?
Okay. Yeah, just the species. There, and on that, we also have an interactive guide for where to go on that. And so for that, there is some identification information as well, so you can tell the difference between the subspecies. So that can be difficult sometimes.
Are there any kids challenges?
Yes. So kids challenges, of course, they can participate in the cut slam. So we have that. And then there are about 10 total that are for kids. And I think out of all of our challenges, the kids challenges are probably the least submitted for the cut slam, like we talked about. Another one is the trout trio. They just need to catch 3 of our trout in the state. No size, doesn't matter. Pan pair, so catch 2 of those pan fish, like, you know, yellow perch, bluegill, sunfish, those kinds of fish. Bass battle, catch 1 smallmouth or 1 largemouth bass. So, like, again, pretty easy if you're out as a family, you know, working maybe this summer.
Yeah.
And a lot of these I feel like you can complete, like, right here in Fremont County, right?
Oh, yeah.
The hatchery hop, this is my favorite, maybe the hardest on the kids one, where you visit 4 of our fish hatcheries in the state. Again, there's no time frame for that, so you can kind of just even start with the Dubois one and work your way around. So kids ones, and that's for that one.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Ways for you to get awards, certificates, and just be a part of the fishing fun with Wyoming Game and Fish. I look forward to, I'm going to try to enter into some of those that I didn't know about.
Yeah, so. Good. And I think, you know, some people just need goals, or like some kids do better with goals. Hey, we're going to do you know, 3 of these kids ones this summer. You pick which 3 you want or something like that.
So. We've got some new goals for my daughter. I think she's only got the brook trout so far, but we may have to do the trout trio.
Yes.
Do that this summer. Speaking of goals, she picked up one of the Wyoming Game and Fish magazines, and there's that little nature bingo game inside. So she's been in the backyard and all around the neighborhood looking for pine cones and frogs and all kinds of stuff,
this
crossing off
awesome.
The bingo items.
Oh, great. And is that in the May? May issue in the May issue.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, had a kids insert. We still have those available at our office if folks want it. They're like $2.50 a copy. So it's got a neat workbook in it for kids in the May issue. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a great little magazine if you want to check that out. Good activities for kids.
And don't forget about the YO 100 they have available online too, wgfd.yo.gov. Renee, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.